I work at the Voice of the DBA podcast. I'm Steve Jones. This is called How Long Before You Upgrade. It's 2014. SQL Server 2000 is 14 years old now, but there's still quite a few of you out there managing instances. SQL Server 2005 is 9 years old, and I'm sure there's more of you that still deal with that version. I know this because I work for a software vendor, Redgate Software, and I'm constantly asked if our software will run against those two versions of SQL Server. For many of you, however, if you're managing a SQL Server 2000 instance, it might only be 9 or 10 years old. The company might still have been installing SQL Server 2000 in the year 2005. The same is true for SQL Server 2005. I wouldn't be surprised to find companies still installing 2005 instances in the year 2008 or maybe even 2009. Companies don't care much about versions. They tend to mostly care about databases that get the job done, and sometimes they care about support. Many organizations just don't see value in upgrading too often because there's a lot of overhead involved. I suspect many managers would prefer to just get quite a few years of usage out of a platform before they change it in order to minimize work that doesn't add value to the business. The question this week asks you about the longevity of your database instances. I'd like you to think about the average instance you have out there, or maybe even the one, maybe just think about the majority of your applications and how long they're going to remain on a particular version of SQL Server. The question this week is, how many years will you run a platform before you upgrade it? Years ago, I heard somebody at a large Fortune 100 company say that their official IT policy was to get 10 years of service out of a database server. At the time, I kind of thought it was a long time, but the more I think about it, the more I think it might be a minimum amount of time that I'd actually want from a platform. Let us know this week what you experience and perhaps what you'd prefer. I'm Steve Jones with the Voice of the DBA podcast.